Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got game one of this Monday Night Football doubleheader underway in Miami between the New York Jets and the Dolphins. They are currently scoreless, and we know in about an hour from now, we have game two. We have the Cincinnati Bengals, the Burrowless Bengals, taking on the Denver Broncos to conclude week number four of the season. We've already discussed quite a few things that have taken place over the past few days, including yesterday, last night, the tie between Dallas and Green Bay. Talked about some of these big-time injuries that we've had, guys like Lamar Jackson with a hamstring. Joining us right now to talk all things NFL across the league is someone who covers the sport inside and out for Sumer Sports. It's Sean Syed. Sean, how are you, man?
Sure, I'm doing great. You know, as you said, we're ending week four here pretty soon. It's such an exciting time where you think you know a lot about some teams where really you don't know anything about all these teams that kind of have flaws at different levels.
Well, let me ask you this. Based on what we've seen already so far, just dating back to Thursday up until yesterday, what do you take as the biggest storyline so far in week number four?
No, unfortunately, the Ravens really kind of fallen off just a little bit, where now we hear that Justin Madubuike, it seems like he's going to be out for the entire season. The Kansas City Chiefs bouncing back, where it feels like Xavier Worthy gets back in the offense. He spaces things out a little bit better. You're allowed to get explosive on the outside now. That's, like, I think the top line takeaway. I mean, you, of course, have kind of under-the-radar stories, I think, where Drake May is just putting together awesome performances for the Patriots and is just becoming such a fun player and building off of the things that he did last season. And then you have Puka Nacua having his career high in receiving yards for what I think might be the best offense in the league for a team that just is impossible to put away.
Well, Sean, let me ask you this. You talk about big receiving numbers. The Philadelphia Eagles, if there's one thing that they continue to do, it's go out there and win. But there's a good segment of their fan base who doesn't like, you know, how they're winning. Yesterday they beat Tampa Bay 31-25. And you have A.J. Brown who only hauls in, you know, seven yards. And people are starting to go, what's going on? What are your thoughts with the Eagles, man?
The Eagles are always such a fun team to watch. And as you said, you know, they're some of my favorite fans across the NFL because they expect a lot, as they should, when you have the most talented up and down roster in the entire NFL. And I think back to week one where the Cowboys were really able to kind of erase A.J. Brown just by playing some sort of zone coverage kind of tilted in his direction just a little bit. And as you keep on going kind of week over week, you look at their offense as a whole and you see, okay, the run game is not creating the same explosive plays as it was last year. It feels like the offensive line is not necessarily as dominant. And then when I watch the film back, it's a passing game that I think is designed in ways that it feels a little bit easy to play coverage against them, where they're trying to say, hey, we're going to win one-on-one kind of all the time, and then they get to a little bit of predictability. I thought the Eagles did a really nice job in the first half being very attacking against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but then it felt like, you know, the play calling just clams up just a little bit in the second half. By the time they want to get back to passing, Buccaneers cornerbacks know, hey, this is going to be a 10-yard curl route. I'm going to be able to break on this. So it's going to be something that's super interesting to monitor. Obviously, it feels a lot better to be 4-0 than to be 2-2 like last year. after the Eagles lost to the Bucks in week four. And it feels like you're putting yourself in a really positive situation to hopefully just kind of clean up that division and take another division crown. But it's tough sometimes because I think Jalen Hurts is playing so well. Like, his first half of this game and his second half of last game were so, so good. Just like felt like he was seeing the Matrix. And then you have those passing game designs where it feels like, okay, the defense doesn't really have much of a stress covering some of these concepts.
Now, Sean Syed is joining us from Sumer Sports, covers all things NFL. We know that the Philadelphia Eagles, they are certainly on their way to competing for another championship, barring any type of injuries. We know a team that is not doing that happens to be the Tennessee Titans. They are at the complete opposite end of the spectrum. We might have a little bit of a coaching issue with Callahan. He might be getting a boot sooner than later. What are your thoughts on these Titans? Are they going to get kind of ripped apart before the season even ends?
You know, I think at the ownership level, you have to decide if you're going to make that move. Does it make sense to make that move in the middle of the season? Where are you kind of getting out in front of the market if there's some kind of person that maybe you want to get a head start on? Are you thinking of it as, look, Cam Ward is tied to this franchise. Like, Cam Ward's development is probably the most important thing for the Titans for at least the next 3 years. So is, you know, removing the head coach and then maybe you bump someone else up and now you're changing who's calling plays, you're moving all of these things around. Is it going to stunt his growth in any sort of way? Where, I mean, I like the way Cam Ward plays football. Like, he plays the football, or plays football in just a fun way. And you see fun arm angles. You see him kind of take these shots every once in a while down the field, trying to go for big plays. So it feels like from everything we're seeing and hearing, now the head coach passes play calling off. Like, that's usually unfortunately a sign before a firing might happen. Obviously, you don't want to, you know, have to have anyone's life uprooted or anything like that. But it certainly feels like for a team that you had the number one pick last year, right? You're not going to be a playoff contender, or you're generally not going to be a playoff contender the next season. It is going to be a little bit of a buildup. And then the question is, okay, now you brought in a new GM. If you move on from the head coach, you're probably not going to move on from that GM again. Now you have like this weird timeline where your GM and your head coach aren't synced up, which to me, that's always something that I look at as a potential negative. Like, you want those guys kind of really married, where they're on the same timeline. Like, they're obviously have a little bit of different incentives, where the GM's looking a little bit long-term. The head coach is trying to win this week, this game, right now. So the Titans are going to be an interesting one, where going into the season, it felt like, okay, this roster is not, you know, a hyper-talented roster. It's going to take a little bit of time, but you still want to see, you know, steps in the right direction.
Absolutely. Well, you talk about steps in the right direction. Cleveland, we know they're trying to step towards a quarterback. We know Joe Flacco is not the long-term option. They get smoked by Detroit 34-10. But Joe Flacco pulled late, reasonably so. We see Dylan Gabriel. Shador is standing on the sideline. When do you think that Joe Flacco might get the hook and we see Dylan Gabriel and maybe Shador down the line?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Line.
You know, it's an interesting one, right? Because you have to assume, even going into the season, that Flacco is not going to play the entire year. And then I look at the schedule a little bit. You know, they have the Vikings overseas next week. They have the Steelers after that. I don't know, maybe you wait until your bye week. But even then, I think they have a little bit of a later bye week. So do you feel comfortable waiting all that long? I'm not exactly sure, because this defense is so good. Like, they're even in a game where the Lions scored 34 points. Like, you look at some of the advanced metrics, the Lions did struggle at times. You're able to get some interceptions. So it's just going to be fascinating, because, like, what do you do in that situation? Like, you assume that the guys in the room feel like, okay, this quarterback is maybe more prepared than the other, between the rookie. Or they say, hey, in practice, like, these reps from this guy are looking cleaner than the other. The fans are going to continually ask, like, just give us someone else there, right? It's obviously nothing against Flacco. He's at a different part of his career. I think he knew exactly what he was sort of getting into at this point. So maybe I look at that bye week. I think their bye week might be that first week of November, and then they go play the Jets, the Ravens, the Raiders, 49ers after that, because you know, that division, unfortunately, like, it has some guys dropping off. Now, I'm not sure if the Browns are going to be a division competitor, but I just hate the idea that we're kind of wasting these Myles Garrett seasons where, I mean, this guy is transporting himself into the backfield. Like, he is, like, literally vaporizing. He's moving that fast to just beat tackles, and it stinks a little bit to feel like, oh, man, you know, Garrett's going to be just this awesome player on our team that's going to lose a bunch of games.
Yeah, well, he took the money. He had a choice. He wanted to leave until they paid him, so he's there. Sean Syed is joining us from Sumer Sports. You talk about quarterback changes. We saw what the New York Giants did with Jackson Dart. Unfortunately, he won't be able to get the ball to Malik Nabers, now gone with a torn ACL. Based on what you've seen, and sure, it's one game, and it's a lot of upside, it looks that way. Do you think Jackson Dart is really a long-term option here for the New York Giants?
It feels like it kind of has to be, right? Because if you feel like Russell Wilson's not getting your offense in the place that it needs to be, if you're Brian Daboll, it seems like, hey, maybe you're also kind of on your last year if you're not able to kind of generate stuff in the right direction. If I'm Brian Daboll, you know, we're saying, all right, I need to be tied to this quarterback. I need to help him grow. You want to just show just enough kind of good things where, you know, in the first game I thought Dart really relied on his scrambling, which as a young quarterback that can move, that's athletic. I think that's an important thing to be able to do when things are muddy. I think that, you know, I'm not going to hang this performance against the Chargers in the Hall of Fame. Obviously, it's an awesome upset and an awesome win. You get a bunch of short fields, but if you're Brian Daboll, I think you're just trying to show everyone, hey, we're moving in the right direction with this guy who I just was with for a year. Let me get another shot. Let me just continue to try and build where we already have a defensive line that's super attacking. We can get things on schedule on offense, maybe go ahead and be competitive down the line in a few years.
Well, Sean, you talk about Brian Daboll coaching for his job, inserting Jackson Dart. As Monday Night Football is underway in Miami with the Miami Dolphins and the Jets, we know Mike McDaniel, he might be the guy in the stadium the most that's not a fan, who really wants to avoid an 0-4 start. Do you believe he's on thin ice with owner Stephen Ross?
I mean, it seems like from the reporting that, you know, if they're not making a run at the playoffs, then it is likely that there could be changes, and it's unfortunate because I love the way that he designs an offense. I think he really sees the game in a super unique way. If he gets fired, he is going to probably going to go back to San Francisco, go ahead and be their run game coordinator. You're able to kind of draw up those designs as you maybe you get a second shot at it. It's so unfortunate kind of seeing how things have fallen out overall for the Dolphins, where they had, I mean, one magical, magical offensive season where they're so high and every single advanced metric, they're literally like changing the game in terms of how offenses use motion or how they think of, can I get this receiver running full speed before the snap? So to see it just kind of fall off where it feels like there's not necessarily a ton of light at the end of the tunnel, just based on, you know, how that offense works. If a defense is able to get the quarterback to hold the ball for like that over two and a half seconds or really crowd that middle of the field area, just feels like there's not enough answers at some times with how the quarterback is dealing with the offense.
We'll see. Things quite peculiar with Tua Tagovailoa. He may be missing his biggest cheerleader sooner than later. We have another Monday Night Football game that will be underway in a little less than an hour from now, as the Cincinnati Bengals are going to try to bounce back from that beatdown against Minnesota 48-10. And the Denver Broncos, they're going to try to bounce back. They got a beat by the Chargers 23-20. What are you looking forward to in this game? I know nobody's trying to sit down and watch Jake Browning throw interceptions.
Look, I was talking about this with my buddies, right? Because you have both these games where there's four teams where probably not going to be teams that you're seeing late in the playoffs. Maybe the Broncos were able to do it with their defense, but before the Broncos against the Bengals, I mean, can the Broncos get 10 sacks? Like, the Bengals' offensive line has really struggled so far this season. Vance Joseph is more than happy to send pressure, but he has a bunch of ferocious pass rushers up front. So, you know, maybe you look at it as, let's see how badly can the Broncos' defensive line beat the Bengals' offensive line. I do this, like, Bengals radio hit every single week where we talk through the film, and obviously after Burrow goes down, it's a tough one. And, you know, I'm concerned that when I go on tomorrow, I'm going to be almost saying, like, oh, this was so much fun, it was so cool to watch. But really, it was because the Broncos' defensive line, like, set some record against the Bengals' offensive line.
Well, we'll see how this game bears out. Certainly, the Denver Broncos be a huge disappointment if they don't walk away with a victory tonight over these Burrow-less Cincinnati Bengals. Sean, as we continue on in the season, what else are you looking forward to now that things have kind of rounded out a bit to start here?
It feels like there's so many, like, pretty good teams that all just have, you know, one flaw here or another flaw there, where we look at the Packers against the Cowboys, right? I want to do the whole, the Packers are the best team in the NFC, but then you look at them having some offensive line issues. You look at them having some issues in the secondary. You look at, you know, a team like the Lions where, okay, you know, you're getting things back. Certainly Aiden Hutchinson looks like he's moving on in the right direction, and just that NFC North division is so interesting to me, because, like, when the Lions host the Packers, that's like a game that I have circled, because I think the Packers do such a good job of designing offenses. It feels like, okay, this probably could be the best team in the league, and the Lions, it felt like we just kind of moved to the side a little bit, where this team is actually just really, really good. Like, that's just what they are. We have to accept that. It doesn't matter what coordinator leaves. It doesn't matter who's in there, who's not. That's going to be a team that is competing there at the end. So that's like a specific game that I really am looking at. I want to see are things just going to, like, bite the Eagles a little bit in terms of how their passing offense is moving, in terms of how their run game is designed and hasn't been able to open things up. And I think I'm just always at the side of my eyes just going to look at the Los Angeles Rams and say, all right, well, when I get to the end of the season, now are they going to be the team that I look at and say, well, there are these bunch of teams in the NFC that we talk about every year that we expect at the top, like the Eagles, like the Lions, but maybe Matthew Stafford, you know, has that last run in him, go get a ring, you know, another one for Sean McVay for a special team.
Yeah, let's see if Matthew Stafford's back holds up enough for them to go out there and get to it. Hey, Sean, I really appreciate the support. Tell everybody where they could follow you online, where they could listen to you and everything you do with Sumer Sports.
Thanks so much. I'm on Twitter at Syed Schemes, S-Y-E-D Schemes. I post these little video breakdowns all the time that are also up on the YouTube channel for Sumer Sports, Summer with just one M. And then I do this little newsletter called the Stats and Scheme Newsletter. You go to sumersports.com/subscribe. You get advanced game breakdowns between data, between scheme notes for every single game for the whole entire season. I have a lot of fun putting it together. I've gotten some great reviews so far, so I hope you all join me for the rest of the season.
Hey, Sean, thank you so much. We appreciate the time. We'll catch you down the line, okay?
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.